You're listening to TPCast, the one and only podcast for Thomas Productions, Inc. Each week we bring you the latest info about our newest film productions, as well as other news associated with Thomas Productions, Inc. Hello, and welcome to TPCast number 19 for the week of February 23rd, 2007. As usual, I'm Lane.
I'm Kyle.
I'm here.
That's Kevin.
No, it's not.
Okay, so, got a nice show for you.
We're number 19 already. Next one's our 20th episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo!
We're going to be talking a lot about the Oscars. AKA Academy Awards.
When is it?
It's on Sunday the 25th. So it's coming up?
Great.
No, it's this Sunday. Well, technically next week, so yeah. And so we have a special Academy Awards section. So let's go into what's new. So, as usual, as mentioned in, like, the past
favorite
episodes, vote for us at dig.com, D-I-G-G.com, and you have to be a member, but it's free and it's easy, and dig us. So,
because we're good and we rock.
Have you dug?
I have dug. Even though it's kind of cheap because it's our podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, so, as usual, Kevin has his site and I have my site. That's not new too much. But anyway, we did get one email.
One email.
So, the email reads, did you hear the rumor that people who were eating... Oh, by the way, this doesn't really have to do with TPCast, but the reason that I'm reading it is for the listener's well-being. Did you hear the rumor that people who were eating peanut butter made by Walmart were getting bad stomach flus? It's a good thing Mr. Finkelfiend isn't mixed up with that factory. Also, how dare that Mickey Rooney say Walt Disney named Mickey Mouse after him? I heard that Mickey Rooney was so coincided that he...
Conceited.
That at one time, he said that he was, quote, the biggest star in the world, end quote. So, watch out for that Walmart peanut butter. Watch out.
Actually,
that's where
Jack Pigeon
buys
his. Okay, so... you know what? Jack Pigeon is gonna call in and yell at me today. I can just tell. I know Jack Pigeon like the back of my hand.
So now we're going to go into voicemails. And I have come up with a new, method. If it doesn't have to do with TPCast so much, or Thomas Productions, Inc., then it's gonna either be not played or kind of put at the end. And so,
And this is, like, a question that we need to answer.
Yeah. But Mr. Ted Finkelfiend, that's right, Fiend.
Yes.
Yes! Called us, and also Jack Pigeon, and since he is a dedicated caller, but it doesn't really have to do too much with Thomas Productions, I put his at the very, 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 very end. So, anyway, we'll go and play our first voicemail.
Hi, it's Jenny. And you were right on both counts. Mork was from Mork, and that's how he'd say it. Hello, I'm Mark from Mork. And Mickey Rooney started very early in films. That's why he looked so young. He was a kid and then a teenager when he was one of the biggest stars ever, and he starred in several movies that I happened to call a series of films. where he played the character Andy Hardy. Yep, and the Andy Hardy movies is the correct answer. I don't know if you have time for two questions or not. I have one question regarding that. In those Andy Hardy movies, what very famous classic film star from the 30s and 40s woman often played alongside him as his co-star? And my other question, if you care to answer, is about John Kerry. John Edwards. Sorry. Yes, he is running, and he does smile a lot. And a lot of women kind of dug that. They thought he was kind of cute. So since it's President's Day week, I'm going to ask you, what did John Edwards do before he became a senator? Okay. See you later. Bye.
Okay, what did John Edwards do before he was a senator?
Go to Wikipedia and look up John Edwards.
Wait, I think he probably went to homeless people places and cheered them up by smiling at them.
What was the first question?
What woman played alongside me in the Andy Hardy movies?
Okay, lucky for me, I pulled up IMDb.com. And I think that's close enough. Got that. Yeah, he looks young in this picture. Oh. Wait, is this the right Mickey Rooney?
I can tell.
Yeah,
he's
at the museum.
Oh, yeah, not at the museum. Okay. Okay, so what was that TV show again? The,
Andy Hardy.
Andy Hardy movies.
It wasn't a show.
I'm just going to type in Andy Hardy. That's it.
Judy Garland.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's the answer.
Okay, that's our answer, Judy Garland. And
next one, John Kerry one?
No, not John Kerry, John Edwards.
That's what I meant.
Oh, but, yeah, Judy Garland is our answer, by the way.
Yeah.
By the way, it's not WWE.
I know.
Or is it?
Yeah, it
could be. No, but is it WWE?
Yes, it is.
Everything is WWE.
No, not everything.
Move.
John Edwards. Smiling in that picture.
What do you think?
His middle name is Reed. Reed. Look at his signature. It looks
He was a trial lawyer.
But look at his signature. It looks like it could be on the Declaration of Independence.
He was a trial lawyer. That's their answer. Trial lawyer. Liar. Okay.
But now that we're done with this, I think that I'm going to change how we do this. I think what I'm going to have is the question be submitted, and then we'll wait one cast, and I'll have you guys search for the answers, like at home or something. And then when we come back the next week, or the following week, for the cast, then you'll give us what you found.
Okay.
So
I'll have Kyle do everything so I don't have to do not diddly not squat.
We'll both have
or
to
diddly squat.
Karen, we both have to do.
Hey Kevin, Kyle, Lane, this is Jolene. I saw an article in the paper today I want to tell you about. I'm going to scan it so maybe you could put it up for your viewers to see. I'm hoping that you know the whole peanut butter scandal that's been happening with you guys and that weird Ted Finkel thing? And why does he always spell his name? He must have had some trauma in his childhood about his spelling of his name. But anyway, there's an article in the paper today saying that a certain brand of peanut butter has been traced to a salmonella outbreak. And that's that disease that makes you feel really sick with diarrhea and fever and vomiting. It's usually connected with, like, poorly contaminated, like, chicken and undercooked eggs and things like that. But a certain brand of peanut butter is connected with it right now, including 300 people in California that have been sick. And I'm wanting to make sure that in your Mrs. D's cookies this year, or in anything that you've eaten this year, you have not used the brand Peter Pan. I know, I've never really, I'd heard of that a long time ago, that brand. And I don't think you guys use it, but just to let you know, okay. And I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Did, like, Michael Jackson come up with that brand name?
I feel sorry for the people who work there, because now why? Their secret is out. They've been using
Salmonella.
Maybe they used undercooked eggs and chicken
by
to
the
make
way,
their peanut butter.
By the way, I'm only playing this because it's for your well-being. And even though it doesn't have to do with TV Guest. But I didn't think I should take it out. But did you know that, salmonella is, like, actually on the egg shell, mainly?
No.
I learned that in cooking class. But anyway, don't eat Peter Pan peanut butter.
And if you do, it won't make you fly.
Oh, maybe it will. Wouldn't that be so cool? Everyone wants to fly, so they start eating it, and then they die?
It will make diarrhea fly out your bed.
Hi, this is Jenny again. I was just calling because the Academy Awards are this weekend, and I'm wondering if you guys are voting for any of the films. I don't think I've seen any that are up for Best Picture. I think it's been kind of a slow year. What do you think? So I'd love to hear your opinion. Bye.
It seems for the Best Picture category, it's been dull for quite a few years, because it seems like they keep choosing... Hopefully,
like
you guys
random.
Will know what I talk about. Not random ones, but especially one, they always nominate Clint Eastwood films for Best Picture. And
well, he's
good, but...
He came out with two this year, didn't he?
Yeah, I know Letters from Iwo Jima. It looks good. I don't think that came out this year, because I saw it at Blockbuster, but it came out last year. Oh, yeah, because if it came out last year, then it would be nominated. This year...
So, he's got a pretty high chance of winning with both movies.
But I'm not sure if both of them are in.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're always choosing, like, these stylized, serious movies. Like, they don't choose anything like Star Wars anymore for Best Picture.
I remember...
Or, like, Pirates of the Caribbean.
I remember when... The third Lord of the Rings film came out. I think that that one won Best Picture, right?
Yeah, I was rooting
for that.
But
that's like the last good one.
Yeah, that was like the last truly good kind of one.
Wait, what?
It's like
Lord of the Rings.
Like they don't nominate any like films that families go to see.
Like fantasy.
Like well, I guess fantasy.
Yeah, like one person.
Like I mean, like Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean, like not family, but one person in the family would go see it.
Yeah, like, I don't like really any of the movies too much that are nominated for Best Picture.
Shouldn't this go in a later section?
Yeah, we'll talk about this more later, and. That's it for our voicemails. So next, we'll go into our little form section. We have 9 form users, as usual. We have 695 form articles.
That's a lot. By morn, we got 700.
Our poll results. The poll was, how do you like your peanut butter? 83 100% voted crunchy.
I like crunchy.
And apparently, 16% voted smooth.
I voted for smooth. I voted for crunchy because it's good.
Hang on a second. That only adds up to 99%.
I know. It'd be like 0.33333333.
I know, but
that's because there's no way to divide it. There's no way to divide 100 into 3 points.
Yeah, unless you did the point.
And that's still isn't right.
It'd have to be 3 forever and ever and ever and to infinity plus 2.
Whatever. So it's weird and... Okay, so the poll for this week, in keeping with our Oscar theme, who should get the Oscar for Best Animated Film? And I chose this because it was...
Oscar?
Well, Oscar-oriented, duh, but...
Well, I mean, because it's...
It was nice, kind of light-hearted, because it's animated films. Oh. And so,
the
options are Cars, which I am going to vote for, and I think I already did. Happy Feet, and Monster House. So, as usual, you should go vote. And now...
Mr. President, we still haven't found any weapons of mass destruction.
You have found weapons of mass destruction.
Hi. We haven't.
You have.
I don't know what you're doing.
Bring me a taco.
Yes, sir.
Tacos rule.
Like,
okay.
I think you like funny scenes with explosions at the end.
Mm-hmm. Like,
and this one.
Okay, so, Carl, care to read?
There is 697 days left until George Bush gets his butt kicked out of office.
Oh, too long. But...
More than a year.
I'm not sure if I've mentioned this on the show, but I'm a little eerie of my birthday. For those of you who don't know, my birthday is on March 26th. Buy me presents. But...
What? Presents? What presents? What did you say?
I said buy me presents.
Oh, buy me presents.
But anyway, no. I looked on my Make Fun of George Bush calendar, which is where we get the countdown from, and on my birthday, there are 666 days until George Bush gets his butt kicked out of office.
666.
Oh, that's gosh. Not a good sign.
Oh my gosh. Maybe you should legally change your birthday.
For, like, just one day. Make it earlier.
Nah, I'm not going to.
Wait, maybe that's a sign for George Bush rather than you.
No, he's a devil now. By the way, go see Ghost Rider.
Okay.
I'm saying that because they mentioned the devil, and the devil is in it, and it's really good, and it's my new favorite movie.
The devil's name is Mephistopheles.
It's my new favorite movie. Go see it.
Good for him. Okay. Now we have this. Okay, so, Kevin?
13 weeks.
13 weeks, people. 13 weeks until Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End comes out and Star Wars turns 30. And so, we will move on to TP Movies, and we do have new news. So,
TP Movies.
The new movie is called Stick Adventures, Episode 1. And it's about roughly 3 minutes. I think it's...
It's
like somewhere around 2 minutes, but roughly 3, because I think it's more higher. But Anyway.
I don't think it's even 2 minutes.
No, it's... Whatever. Anyway, it's... I made it in my spare time using...
It's like an animated movie, sort of.
Using,
how long did it take you?
I don't know. I worked on it on and off. I used the program called GIMP.
GIMP?
GIMP. GIMP.
Oh, that little dog.
The GIMP. The little dog icon.
It's a dog.
But anyway, the movie is...
I used... want to make a Michael Jackson one.
But anyway... How I made it was I drew a bunch of pictures on the computer and saved them, and some of them I made a move, like one guy's hammering a nail
and
in.
And search for it on YouTube, because it's on YouTube.
Yeah. And... So, go see that. Chasing Cars movie, it's on YouTube, too. I mentioned it last week, so... Go see that, too, if you haven't already. Kyle, any poop news? And in case you don't know, that's our new movie.
Poop?
Don't judge it by its name. It's funny.
Okay. Well, I'm actually sort of saving it until we have nothing to do for movies.
Okay.
And then, directors, I haven't printed out the second version of the script, but it should be printed out by the next TPCast.
Okay. Kevin, Jailverse news? Okay, that's
good. Hooray! There is!
Yeah, because there's no news.
Exactly.
And, other, and there is no other. So now we'll go on to our special section for this week. It's the Oscar section.
Oscar! Yay.
By the way, if you don't know, the Oscars, I already mentioned this, but they're on the 25th. Sunday, February 25th. This Sunday. It's won't be long after, because if you don't listen to the podcast until later in the week, then you'll pick up on that. And unless, of course, you saw it elsewhere. But... I have a little pop-up thing from the internet saying all the nominations, and we'll go through this one by one and stuff and voice our opinions. And, by the way, even though we'll be too late, you can voice your opinions on the Academy Awards or anything mentioned in this podcast or anything that has to do with Thomas Productions, Inc. by calling 408-565-8784, or you can email us. Preferably, and email us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com.
And don't forget to email us if you don't want us to read it in the podcast, then email us at
the regular thomasproductions.com address.
Is it on the contact us page?
Yeah. So, we'll start off with actor in a leading role. Leonardo DiCaprio for Blood Diamond. I'm not voting for him. I saw commercials for the movie. I don't like it. Ryan Gosling for Half Nelson.
I've never heard of
that. Me neither, so I'm not rooting for that. Peter O'Toole? I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Tool. For Venus. I've never heard of that movie.
He's so ugly, isn't he? He's old.
Now, I think my vote is gonna fall here with Will Smith in The Pursuit of Happiness.
No, see, there's Forrest Whitaker for The Last King of Scotland.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen commercials for that, and I...
Crazy, isn't that commercials?
Yeah. Well, and commercials, because they're commercials.
It's gonna
on TV.
Be hard to say if Leonardo DiCaprio or Will Smith is gonna
win. I really like Will Smith, because I've seen... previews for that one movie, and it...
Do you want to see it?
I wouldn't mind seeing it, but it's not one that I want to really run out and see. But he's, I think, the best out of all. Alright, next. Actor in a supporting role. Alan Arkin in Little Miss Sunshine. I've never seen that movie, and I'm not going to vote for him.
We have, it's funny. Little Miss Sunshine? Oh, yeah.
Next, Jackie Earl Haley in Little Children. Never seen that. Jimon Hoonsou.
I think it's Digimon. Digimon.
Digimon Hoonsou. They're probably pronouncing it wrong. For Blood Diamond.
I think it's Hoonsou. I think it's Jimon
Hoonsou.
Yeah, but he was in Aragon.
But oh, was he that one dude? Leader of that rebel place? Okay.
And then that's for Blood Diamond.
Mm-hmm. And so, Eddie Murphy for Dreamgirls. He has a funky hair doing this one. And Mark Wahlberg for The Departed. I'd either go for Mark Wahlberg or Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy's not
Did you see The Departed?
No, but I saw previews for it. It didn't look good. Okay. Actress in a leading role, Penelope Cruz.
No.
Vulver.
It's Vulver.
Vulver. No. Judi Dench, who plays M. James Bond. Notes on a Scandal. I'm not sure. Helen Mirren for the Queen.
She's gonna win. Once they
meet. Most likely, but I'm not gonna vote for her. No, because Meryl Streep. The Devil Wears Prada. I saw that movie and
you said we said
she's
it
nasty. So
I
think I'm gonna vote. I'd vote for her. My second would be Judi Dench, just because she plays that.
And then Kate Winslet.
If Penelope Cruz wins, I just might kill myself.
Okay, next actress in a supporting role.
I think it's Adriana Barraza.
Babel? No, I'm not voting for that.
I don't want to.
Actually, just scanning over this, I don't see anyone that I actually... The only one I've really heard of is Jennifer Hudson.
Well, Kate Blanchett was in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
For Notes on a Scandal. And then Abigail Breslin for Little Miss Sunshine. Jennifer Hudson for Dreamgirls and something for something.
Babish.
Rinko Kiku.
Something, yeah.
Anime.
It's a.
That's not anime.
Oh, she looks like anime.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just gonna, I guess, go for Jennifer Hudson. I don't know why. the animated film.
Animated feature film.
It's Cars, Happy Feet, and Monster House. I'm voting for Cars.
Cars.
I saw all of these movies.
We didn't see Happy Feet.
Happy Feet is okay. I thought Happy Feet was better than Monster House, which I didn't like too much.
Happy Feet has another guy from Frodo.
Yeah, Elijah Wood. But it seemed... I don't know why, it just didn't... Oh, and Robin Williams. But it just didn't... It seemed like it was just too much of the same thing. I don't know why.
Same thing as what?
Like, the setting. I don't know why I'm thinking of that, but...
The same thing as what?
Just, like, you repeated. Forgot Monster House. I guess it was, like, repeated settings. Like, there was... Oh. I guess it was all because of the snow. There was too much snow, but, again... It's,
and so then there's Monster
nothing
House.
You can do about that.
And then there's Monster House.
Yeah, which I didn't like too much.
It was okay.
It
has John Hader in it.
Yeah.
Okay, then there's...
Art direction. Dreamgirls. The Good Shepherd. Pain's Labyrinth.
Pain's Labyrinth.
Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm going there.
It's Pain's Labyrinth.
Oh, sorry. And the Prestige. I'm going for Pirates of the Caribbean because the best one there. Cinematography. The Black something.
The Black Dahlia.
Children, why don't you just say it?
Okay, the Black Dahlia, Children of Man, the Illusionist, Prince Labyrinth, and the Prestige.
I don't know any of them, but I'll go for the Illusionist.
For costume design, there's The Curse of the Golden Flower, The Devil Wears Prada, Dreamgirls, Marie Antoinette, and the Queen.
I'm just gonna go for The Devil Wears Prada because I've seen it. Oh, directing.
Babel, The Departed, Letters from Iwo Jima,
yep.
The Queen, and United 93.
I'm going for Letters from Iwo Jima. Cause...
Documentary feature, Deliver Us From Evil, Never Heard of It, An Inconvenient Truth. Oh, I'm voting for that.
That is a really good movie.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Jesus no. Camp? My country. I'm voting for An Inconvenient Truth.
Me too.
That was
even though I haven't seen it. Documentary short.
The Blood of Yingzhou District. Recycled Life, Rehearsing a Dream, and Two Hands.
I've never seen any of that, but I'll either go for Recycled Life or Two Hands. I'm not sure.
What?
I don't know why. I just... Sounds interesting.
Then,
Film editing, Babel, Blood Diamond, Children of Men, The Departed, and United 93.
I haven't seen any of those. I don't know
at all.
Then
foreign language film.
After the Wedding, Days of Glory, The Lives of Others, Pan's Labyrinth, and Water.
I'll just go with Pan's Labyrinth.
Me too.
Makeup. Apocalypto.
Apocalypto, Click, and Pan's Labyrinth.
I'd probably go
Click for makeup.
I don't know why. I'm going for Apocalypto, even though I haven't seen it again.
I'm going for Pirates of the Caribbean, because even though it's not even on there, that has the...
Well, Pirates of the Caribbean wouldn't be for everything.
Look at music and song.
Okay.
Music score. I don't
Babel,
see why...
Babel, the Good German, Notes on a Scandal, Pan's Labyrinth, and the Queen.
I thought Pirates of the Caribbean was on it. Whatever, I'll just go for the good German.
The Music, An Inconvenient Truth.
Music song, An Inconvenient Truth. Dream Girl.
Why is there two? They're different songs.
There's
An Inconvenient Truth, Dream Girls, Cars, and Dream Girls.
Okay, I think Dream Girls is gonna win. It has a pretty good
chance. Yeah, but...
3 out of 5.
I'm either gonna go for...
What song did An Inconvenient Truth have?
I don't know.
One song at the beginning and the end.
I'm gonna go for Cars.
Me too. Best Picture,
the
Babel,
best picture.
The Departed, Letters from Iwo Jima. Hey, Best Picture, that's a Letters from Iwo Jima.
Little Miss Sunshine and The Queen.
I'm going for Little Miss Sunshine.
I'm going for Letters from Iwo Jima.
Little Miss Sunshine, because...
Even though I disagree with their
short
choosings.
Short film animated. There's the Danish poet Lifted, which is a Pixar movie.
I haven't seen that.
Lifted?
That's a Pixar movie.
It's a short film that's going to be with...
Probably.
But then why...
But this hasn't come out yet.
I know. Then why is it being nominated?
I don't know. But then it's
well,
New
it's
Match Girl
you can
Meister
look, you can view
No
it
Time
on
for
Pixar.com.
I looked
you can
there.
View it?
I looked at Pixar.com the other night, and I saw it, and it tells about the short film, but it doesn't actually show it.
Oh.
Anyway, move on.
Short film.
The only ones that I know for the short film animated are No Time for Nuts and Lifted.
Time for Nuts?
That was on the Ice Age 2 DVD. I haven't seen Lifted, so I'm going to go for No Time for Nuts.
Short film?
Live action.
Binta and the Great Idea. Hermanos Pocos. Helmer and Son. The Savior. And West Bank Story.
I don't know any of those.
Sound editing, there's Apocalypto, Blood Diamond, Flags of Our Fathers, Letters from Iwo Jima, those two are from Clint Eastwood, and then...
Pirates of the Caribbean,
totally.
We'd vote for that one. Sound mixing, Apocalypto,
yeah,
Red
it's
Diamond,
like lots of the same
Dream
ones.
Dream Girls, Flags of Our Fathers.
Pirates of the Caribbean, yeah. Visual Flex, Pirates of the Caribbean, although Poseidon was good, and ILM did both Pirates and Poseidon, so either one of those will win, I'm happy, but...
Superman Returns.
I don't want that to win whatsoever.
If it wins, I'm gonna kill Penelope.
I don't even know who did the effects for that. Anyway, writing.
Babel, Letters from Iwo Jima, Little Miss Sunshine, Pan's Labyrinth. Little Miss Sunshine, just because I've seen it.
I'll just trust you. writing. For original screenplay, Babel, Letters from Iwo Jima, Little Miss Sunshine, Pan's Labyrinth, The Queen. I'll just go for Letters from Iwo Jima. Woo! That was long. But I'm not sure if we want to go on because...
Okay, that's
just
that. Hang on, I just want to at least look at it. Oh.
Do you want to give them... The size, if they want to...
Okay, the there website. It is. We were looking at the entire list of nominees.
The website.
They are not viewed nominee list by film, so I don't think we need to.
The website address, if you want to visit the site, it's www.oscar.com/nominees.
Oh my gosh, look how many Dreamgirls is up for. There's like tons. Yeah. I'm going to find Pirates.
They only had like.
Pirates has.
Four.
Four.
Wait, there's more than me.
It better win all four. Oh, it just tells about the movie. So anyway, if you want to find this list, the easiest way to do that is just go to www.oscars.com, and then there will be a link to the page.
Oscars. Oscar.
That's O-S. Car. Okay, so that took really long. And, oh yeah, we have our final section. And it's our review of the week section.
Review of the week. This is ridiculous.
Like I said, I love that.
Yeah.
But I mean, so. Now, as you recall, Ted Finkelfein said in last week's podcast that he would give us a complimentary jar, can, or container of crunchy, it's actually extra crunchy, Skippy's peanut butter. And as the good person that he is, he followed through and we had it. And it's nice and big, so that's our review of the week.
Are we gonna,
but how can we review it if we can't taste it? So
it's big. It's about how big is it?
Good. Like a regular giant tub. So I have taken the liberty of putting some into little bowls and refrigerated them, and I will go get those.
Have you ever frozen peanut butter?
No.
I haven't. Okay, I'll entertain them while you go.
Yeah, and don't take my seat. No one take my seat.
Okay. So. Apparently, we have extra crunchy Skippy Super Chunk peanut butter. It's a pretty heavy tub. I'm not sure if we have pictures or not, but if we don't, we'll probably get you some. It's best if used by February 13th, 08, which is good. That's in just under a year. And it's also, let's see, there, serving size, 2 tablespoons, servings per container, about 56. You probably didn't need to know that, but I'm just wasting time. Visit us at peanutbutter.com.
Oh,
I'm surprised we got peanut butter.
So, also,
okay.
Be very careful. Be very careful around the computer. You can take that one. I gave you a smaller amount because I knew that you didn't like.
This is very chunky there.
It's nice and chunky, and I noticed as I was scooping it out, it was very easy to scoop. And I like that because peanut butter usually sticks everywhere.
Oh my god.
But, alright, according to Kyle, it's very good, so I'm going to take a bite.
It's cold too, which is good. Skippy peanut butter did not lie. It is crunchy. He kind of isn't crunchy good. The only reason I don't like it is because when you put it in sandwiches, your sandwich gets too crunchy.
I don't like that at all. That's when I like it the best. I think.
Once, I gave my dog peanut butter. Then I, after then, watched a little bit of movie, went back to see her, and she was still.
Yeah, that's what they do.
I didn't watch this movie.
It's peanut buttery.
I watched
that
movie.
So,
I don't know what movie they are.
I wouldn't say tradition, but as a custom, we need to give this a rating, and it would be out of 1 to 5 stars. So, Kyle, what would you rate this peanut butter?
Well, before I rate it, I always describe it first.
Yeah.
So I can give you the speech.
Okay.
Okay. Listen. It sticks to your mouth. This is so good. It's very crunchy. If you look at it, you can definitely see the peanut chunks. And I'm very tempted to give it a 5 out of 5.
Jack Pigeon's going to want to send us some.
Okay.
For your information, I'm not sure if Kevin listed this in the facts that he read off the label. But this is 4 pounds of peanut butter that we got.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. I'm not done. Okay. I said I was very tempted to give it a 5 out of 5. But.
But. Yeah.
4.9 and a half.
Okay.
I'm going to do a little different this time because I can't think of an out of 5. I'm going to say 3 out of 4. If that helps.
Mm. That's very good for a person who prefers smooth peanut butter to crunchy.
Which must mean that smooth is 4 out of 4.
Mm-hmm.
For you.
Probably.
And then?
As you know, I hate to do this. I keep giving things 4 out of 4.5 out of 5. Or like 4.9 out of 5. But I have to give this a 4.9 out of 5.
Have you given anything a 5 out of 5?
Maybe once when we started to do reviews. But
we should have some Oreos with this. Crunchy Oreos. Or smooth Oreos.
So, I believe, that's it. So, let's give you guys our info.
Wait, then, are you going to take pictures of the tub?
Uh-huh.
So they can see how big it is?
Oh, I got this. Ah, there we go. I have this piece of peanut stuck in my mouth.
Another thing bad about crunchy peanut butter, peanuts get stuck in your mouth. But crunchy is still good. Hey, I have a question for Ted Finkelbein. Which does he like better? Crunchy or smooth?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh. Here, call in and answer that.
Yeah. And what.
Please.
What would you rate it?
Good idea. Well, he'd, of course, rate everything better. Except. No. Lawrence Scudders would get 0.
He'd rate, all the Skippy peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, 5 out of 5.
Lane, which do you like better, Skippy or Jif? There's no real difference, is there?
Basically, the one that I buy most often is Skippy's, so Skippy's. But, like I said before, call in at 408-565-8784, or, but preferably, and email at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com, and go to thomasproductionsinc.com, because there's lots of stuff, videos,
info.
Links. So. Lots of links to videos.
There's a link to my site.
And links to, other people's sites. And lots of other articles. And
also there's links to other Thomas Productions-based sites.
Oh, there's a link to the forums. Join the forums. And a link to my blog. And there's just a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. And again, vote for us at dig.com. DIGG.com.
And if you remember, vote on the polls. And if you're not a member... Remember,
if you do become a member, you have to post on Who Are You?
Yeah. So,
I mean, not vote, post.
I don't know what you said, but I am. I am Lane.
I am Kyle. I'm here.
Yeah, and you're Kevin. And we'll see you next week. Have fun watching the Oscars, and I think it'd be a good idea if we had a wrap up section of that next week. But anyway, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode of TP Cast is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. All non-original music, audio, names, brands, etc. are copyrighted and trademarked to their respectful owners. No infringement intended. All original recordings are property of Thomas Productions, Inc. If you like like the show, you can visit our website at thomasproductionsinc.com. There you can find videos, blogs, pictures, polls, articles, and much more. Also, you can call us at 408-565-8784 or email us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com. And as always, thanks for listening. This is the TP Cast crew, signing out.
Yes, this is Ted Finkelfiend, F-I-N-K-E-L-F-I-E-N-D, and I just had to call because I just heard the podcast, and first of all, I wanted to thank you for standing up for me and Skippies against that dangerously unbalanced person who called. I believe his name was Jack Wigeon or Pigeon or anyway, I am very, very concerned and worried about him because of what he said, and I was concerned about your loyalty, but it sounds like that you still are loyal to Skippies, and so that made me feel very, very relieved because what he said just hurt me to the core. You know, here I was giving you your complimentary Skippies, and it just hurt to the core to hear him disparage us so. So thank you again, and if you can, I would like a personal apology from this Jack Pigeon. Okay, that was my first concern. The second concern I have is that I noticed in the poll numbers that Chunky Peanut Butter was creaming smooth. Chunky was creaming smooth. And that's fine. Skippies believes in freedom of choice. And both are good. I just want to make sure that, and I was very, very worried that people who want smooth are still okay. They're still good people because Chunky was beating smooth.
I hate Ted Finkelfiend. He's just trying to taunt you with peanut butter that he's going to give you. Well, I won't be giving you any peanut butter, but I can give you rum. And, well, if you seriously think that Ted Finkelfiend is going to give you peanut butter, then you can kiss my...
Jack Pigeon. I need to kiss your...
Yes, this is Ted Finkelfiend again, F-I-N-K-E-L-F-I-E-N-D. I just got cut off, and that made me very, very worried that I wasn't going to be able to be put back on your answering machine service. But it looks like I'm back on. So just to summarize my concern, Chunky is good, and smooth is good. If you are a smooth person, you're still okay, even if your poll numbers show that Chunky creams smooth. And so I just want to make sure so nobody's feelings get hurt. Because, you know, those kind of things can hurt to the core. Anyway, this is Ted Finkelfiend, F-I-N-K-E-L. F-I-T-N-D, signing off.
Extra crunchy Skippy. Fuel the fun, super chunk peanut butter. As always, no trans fat for serving. Good source of vitamin E and good for everyone. I'm Lane Thomas, and I approve this Skippy-approved message. Wait.